I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Mike Angeli. He's the city manager of the city of Marquette, and we got a preview of what's on the agenda tonight for the meeting of the Marquette City Commission. Several items are on the agenda, including a public hearing that's coming up. Here's more on that with Mike Angeli.
This one is to reconcile our old vendors ordinance with the new mobile vending ordinance. It's a house cleaning thing where because we have the new mobile truck or mobile vending ordinance, we have to do some changes to the old ordinance to get it in sync with the new one.
Oh, you're talking like with the food trucks and things like that? Yeah. That's for outdoor sales activity is what it says. Okay, so that'll be tonight. A couple of other things going on, some unfinished business and key things under new business tonight. Let's start with unfinished business, S&T International Incorporated lease. Now, I'm not sure what that is, but that ties into the service center project, doesn't it?
Yep, that's correct. It's the building closest to Wright Street at the old Argonix site that we purchased from Argonix back in February. S&T International is an electrical firm that has been leasing that building from Argonix, and we are just continuing that lease as we become the new owners of that property.
We're talking with Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli this morning with a preview of tonight's meeting of the Marquette City Commission. New business has a couple of key things in it, in particular that has to do with the service center project and some properties being picked up with that, and also the design and build agreement. Give us the latest on what's going to be talked about tonight.
Sure. This is something we as staff have all been looking forward to. We finally take possession of the old Forest Service property, which is adjacent to Northern's parking lot on Wright Street, which is adjacent to the Argonix, which altogether puts together our property for our new service center, which will be the next item on the agenda, and that will be approval of the guaranteed maximum price from our design build team. In essence, the city commission approving the final design cost, and then we have the permission to go from there.
A couple other items under new business include a water rate study involving the city and Marquette Township. What's being looked at with that?
Well, that is a result of, for those of us that have been around long enough, we probably remember the lawsuit from many years ago when the township and the city were embroiled in a water issue. Every 2 to 3 years, we do a rate study. In other words, the township pays for half, we pay for half. Mm-hmm. The rates come out through an independent study, and then the water rates are adjusted or not accordingly.
A couple of other things happening. There is a closed session, which I know you can't really talk about the details, but it is being discussions with the commission to look at things that we've been hearing with the Michigan Tax Tribunal.
Yes, we have a series of tribunal cases on the books that are not in the dark store category, but under the same method of resolving. And this is an opportunity for the city attorney and the chief financial officer to give the commission an update of how those cases are progressing, what may be changing, what's going on there.
And the meeting is coming up this evening, 7 o'clock, at Commission Chambers at City Hall in Marquette. All moved due to the holiday, so it is a little bit off the regular schedule, but people will be able to attend if they'd like at Commission Chambers starting at 7 o'clock tonight. Appreciate your time this morning.
Hey, that's it. And if I could just put a plug in here, if it all goes well tonight, we hope to have a groundbreaking for our new service center this Friday.
That's right. I did hear something about that you're looking at having the official, if everything goes like it looks like it's going to be, turning the earth
Friday. I think we have a schedule for 10 a.m.
That's the comments of Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.